Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. O Allah, bestow upon ourselves taqwa. Alhamdulillah, al-malik al-muqtadir, the possessor of all being and the determiner of all form, who has prepared for the righteous, the muttaqeen, seats of sincerity, O maq'ad as-sidqin, in his paradisical company, in the company of Jannah, under which rivers flow. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, nothing worthy of attaching our hearts upon in adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second or other in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and was his sent messenger unto the entirety of creation. O Allah, we ask you to bestow your peace, blessings and grace upon him, upon his family, all of his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah, in whom you are believers. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you who believe. Indeed, the attainment of taqwa, this heartfelt, reverential consciousness of Allah, a consciousness that causes a person to be aware that his Lord is constantly aware of him, and if he doesn't have that awareness, then he at least falls within the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly looking and is raqib, is observing his every act. This reality of a person, taqwa, makes a person, if he possesses this in this dunya, in this ephemeral world, then it's the best of things he can have. And if he takes this taqwa with him, which is ultimately the aim, into the next world, by the fact that he acted in accordance with it here, then he takes with him the best of zad, the best of provisions into the hereafter. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, and take your provisions, for indeed the best of provision is the taqwa of Allah, and have taqwa of me, O you who truly understand. أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, people of course, literally. And so for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoined upon his companions to have taqwa, and is the reason why all of the anbiya, all of the prophets, enjoined upon their people to embody taqwa. And so we find numerous examples of this in the Quran. For example, about the people of Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, it's related that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, that the prophet Noah said to his people, will you not have taqwa? And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about the people of Thamud when it said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, that Salih informed his people, will you not have taqwa of Allah? And similarly, we find the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمْ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ, and Ibrahim, when he said to his people, worship Allah and have taqwa of him. And so similarly, this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated in a hadith, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, O Messenger of Allah, give me some counsel. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqullah haythu ma kunt, have taqwa of Allah wheresoever and howsoever you are. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to make this supplication very often for taqwa. It's narrated that he used to say, Allahumma آتي نفسي تقواها. O Allah, give my own self, this self that I have, taqwa. And likewise from his supplications were, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for guidance and taqwa. So what exactly is taqwa? We touched upon it a little bit, but let's talk about it in a bit more detail, and also how we can become from those who embody it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in effect told us that taqwa, the literal word taqwa literally comes from this idea of being constantly in a state of vigilance, being able to parry something that would otherwise harm you or hurt you. And this is the idea of a person who enters into the state of taqwa. It's as if his own awareness, his own senses are now constantly aware of what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and so they have imtithal bi awamirillah. They act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and at the same time they are aware of what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want of me, and so they have ijtinab. They are able to abstain from the nawahi, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is of detriment. And so ultimately this embodiment of imtithal al-awamir and ijtinab al-nawahi, embodying what is good and abstaining from that which is evil, is nothing but iqtida al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is nothing but true following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that's why this state of obedience is ultimately the reality of taqwa, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِعْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and has what? Khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَّقِعْ, and has this kind of taqwa, right? يَتَّقِعْ, and this taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those who will be the faizun, those who truly have fawz, success. And true fawz, true success, is that you attain the jannatul na'im, that jannah, that paradise that is perpetual, the perpetual state of bliss, and you are protected, mahfoodhan, from the fire, that which is the perpetual torment. And so the way of eternal bliss, the way of true success, is the way of taqwa. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be the way of people of taqwa, because taqwa itself has its signs. And you can tell a person of taqwa, and we can tell ourselves whether we're people of taqwa by these signs. One of them is at the degree to which we're engaging with the Qur'an, because let us not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally said about this Qur'an in the very beginning of its verses, which you read, he says, بعد ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the book about which there is no doubt, and it is a guidance for those of taqwa. And so the way that we establish the degree of taqwa is, what is your relationship with the Qur'an? Do you find yourself listening to it? Do you find yourself contemplating upon it? Do you find yourself acting in accordance with what it is asking you to do? All of this comes under the guidance or the category of huda, guidance. And so the degree to which we are from the muttaqeen is the degree to which we have nafa and huda from the Qur'an, benefit and guidance from the Qur'an. Another attribute of the people of taqwa is you'll find these people are very avid when it comes to what they eat, very avid when it comes to what they use. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and eat of what Allah has provided for you from the halal and tayyib, from that which is pure and that which is lawful. And that is the way, and have taqwa of Allah in whom you are believers. And so the way of the people of taqwa is that they eat from the halal and tayyib, not just from other people, but making sure that their own kasb, their own earnings, their own work is halal, that they've not cheated anyone, that they're not engaged with transactions and dealings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, right? And so this is why one of the ulama said that no man can lay claim to being a person of taqwa until he's aware where his clothes have come, i.e. what he's wearing, his malbas, and where his food and drink has come, in other words, his consumption. Another way of attaining taqwa is looking at just generally, what is a character? Do you embody the akhlaq, the kalahmuda that are beloved to Allah, such as sabr, such as patience, such as sidq, such as sincerity, such as wafa, loyalty, such as not breaking a promise? All of these things are from noble character. And the reverse, if you find yourself quick to anger, if you find yourself lack of sabr, if you find yourself giving to lying, if you find yourself given to deceit and hypocrisy, then this is an indication that you are away from the people of taqwa, and taqwa has not yet found root in your heart. And so what is the sign ultimately of this thing? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people of taqwa. And so when Allah says, Bala man awfa bi ahdihi wattaqa fa inna Allaha يحب المتقين, he said, yes indeed, whoever fulfills his commitment and has taqwa of Allah, then Allah loves those who have taqwa of him. And so ultimately, brothers and sisters, taqwa is a sign of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it cannot be bequeathed except to one who embodies this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own heart. And so then people who find they have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own heart find that they desire to preserve their relationship with Allah, and so they are conscious of what they are using Allah has given them. For everything that they have has come as a gift undeserved to them, and from that comes our personal relationships, which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated to have said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَدْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. He said, have taqwa of Allah concerning your women folk, for indeed you have taken them in marriage as a trust from Allah. And so everything that we have is an amana, a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we look into our relationships, and likewise not just our wives but our children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ. He said, have taqwa of Allah and be just between your children, as in being just to them, not discriminating, not giving them the love and affection that they need, giving them the time that they need. And so this translates now beyond our wives and our children to every single facet, every single myriad social relationship we had, that we have to make sure we are just in them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. He says, be just, that is nearer to taqwa, and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with whatever you do. And from this justice is that we are people of afu, that we forgive people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْتَ عَفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى, that you are foregoing, and you are forgiving, and you are layin, and you are easygoing. This is a closer way to the embodiment of taqwa. And so we end, O believers, this way, this journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this embodiment of taqwa, is the way of the goodly life, hayatun tayyiba. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whomsoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah makes his life easy. Doesn't mean he won't have tests, doesn't mean he won't face difficulties, but he will find a madad, a lutf, and a help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those difficulties, such that it appears that there is ease in those very things. And so this is the sign. And those who don't have taqwa, they moved, haythuma, they just moved around. They don't, from those, الَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ, anything little thing happens on an edge, they get pushed over. But the way of taqwa is to be firm-rooted, and you find Allah's help in those things, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Anyone who has taqwa of Allah, Allah always makes a way out for them from every difficulty, every circumstance that is deek, every circumstance that's constricting. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and he gives him provision from where they least expect, right, where he least expect it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Raziq. He's the one who provides. And when a person has true tawakkul ala Allah, he has true trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after him in the way that is bequeathing him, the way the entirety of the creation starts serving such a person. And this is the reality for someone who has taqwa, and that's because the one who has taqwa is the most noble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most noble of you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones with the most taqwa. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us taqwa in our hearts. Reality, brothers and sisters, this taqwa is nothing but the actualization of the fruits of this religion. This religion has come, this deen has come to bring about this cognizance, this consciousness, this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has many shades, and from those shades is love. It's not a fearful or understanding, except that that fear arises out of love, a fear out of reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maqam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's his rank above us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights above us, by the fact that he has given us everything we have. Every single thing we have is a blessing from Allah, so how can we sin with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to bestow upon us from his vast bounty and generous kindness taqwa, to purify our hearts and our souls, thereby to make us real human beings, those devoted to him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are obedient to him, in addition to being of service to the way of his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.